In this text, there are questions. So I have one for you. What would you ask? See, Jesus tells his disciples what will happen. He says, there's plenty of space for all. I'm going ahead of you to prepare it. I'm going to come back for you. We're going to be together. You know where I'm going, right? Yet, a question comes from Thomas. How can we know the way? And Jesus reminds him, I am the way and the truth and the life. As a side note, there are 7 I am statements in the Gospel of John. This is the 6th, where Jesus is constantly trying to explain who he is. This is the 6th, just saying. So he makes them understand, or he tries. I am the way to know God. I am the truth. I am the one who shows you exactly who God is. I am the life that is light of all people. Didn't we hear that in the first chapter of John? The light of all people, the life. I give you the way to see who God is. I remember as a kid that I was learning how to read maps. You know, in social studies classes and everywhere that you have to try to figure out how to get it just right and color in the right colors. But my grandfather taught me a lot more about maps than school ever did because he made them. He served in the army in Germany just after World War II. And he made a lot of the maps then because, well, things were changing every other day. And he always laughed because after he came home is when he started college. And in one of his classes, he walked in, looked at the text, and started laughing. And his professor said, what's so funny? And he said, I made these. Can I just get the A? He knew them well. But what I also remember is road trips. My dad is a big fan of having the huge atlas, and I had to learn how to go from which page to get to the right parts. And pretty soon I became the navigator because my mom and I worked really well together on a trip. So I would find the way to our next adventures. I was honest about what I was seeing and sometimes what I didn't see on the maps. And usually our destination was a place full of life. We were headed to family reunions or headed to see someone we loved or to some of our favorite travel spots along the way. So Jesus gives his disciples a roadmap. It's a really simple one. Believe in me. The end. It's a very simple one. If you know me, you know where we're going. If you know me, you know what's going to happen. Because if you know me, you know the Father. But Philip wants proof. He doesn't ask a question. He makes a statement. But Jesus gives him a third question and a fourth question to make sure that we understand. Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? In other words, haven't we been over this? You would think by now they'd get it. But what would you ask? If you were standing right there, would you ask Jesus about where you're going, like Thomas? How do we know? Would you demand proof like Philip? Say, just show us the Father and we'll believe. Would you ask for reasoning from others? Can you please just explain how this is supposed to work? Or maybe something else. Maybe about, what do you mean about doing greater works than you? I mean, you're pretty fantastic. I don't understand. Why so many dwelling places? Why are we making all of these places? What are you talking about? I don't understand. Who gets to use those? Do you really mean that we can ask for anything in your name? And it will happen? Are you sure? Honestly, there are more questions than answers. Go figure. There was a running joke in seminary that when you couldn't think of the answer, it was probably Jesus. What are we doing in this text over here? Jesus? Who fought this battle? Jesus? Whenever you couldn't think of the answer, that somebody would just have that small voice. Jesus? Because in fact, Jesus is the answer. And he tells us that over and over and over again. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He tells us that knowing him is to know God. And he keeps his promises. If we haven't seen it over and over and over again, he says he's going to do something, and then he actually does it. Over and over. Most of all, he tells us that God is love. That love is for all. And that's the one question that I maybe wouldn't ask about the many dwelling places, because I know that they're for everyone. So whatever questions you have now, is Jesus the answer? Amen.